I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind quite a bit lately. We had an issue at work a couple of months ago, and it affected some people, a lot of us anyway, and something we all have to deal with throughout our lives, and some people more so than others. And when you look around the world today, you see a lot of anger and hatred and violence, don't you, going on. It's permeating the world. It's part of Satan's plan, as we know, but awful lot of anger out there, and anger leads to hatred. Hatred leads to violence, and there are different types of anger, and we know that there's righteous anger. God has righteous anger. We can have righteous anger at times, and there's a place for it, but the anger I want to talk about is destructive anger. You know, and what is anger? You know, that destructive anger? You know, it's usually our emotions have been hurt, or, you know, it's an emotional reaction to a hurt, or justified or unjustified, or we think we've been wronged in some way or another. And it has a great effect on us, doesn't it? When people do things that make us angry, I mean, virtually every day, there's something happening that happens because of somebody's great anger. You get road rage, you've got all manner of anger sprouting up because of various things that have gone on. And you think about it, it's amazing how sophisticated as human beings are as a creation. Extraordinarily sophisticated. And yet, like in Charlotte last Sabbath, people were basically picking up sticks and stones and beating each other. It's just amazing. But it's people without God's influence, right? It's people without any idea of what's really right and what's really wrong. It's just, they're raw emotions. And so how does anger affect us? Well, it can distort our thoughts, right? It can really distort our thoughts and actions. We can go off and do things we would never do otherwise when we're angry. And I know I've had my moments. I've struggled with anger issues at times, and I think almost all of us have. But I don't know of anybody here that really has an anger issue, as far as I know. But we all have moments at times where situations get to us. And it can cause great harm not only to us, but to others. And if you look at Proverbs 15:1, it's a very short little statement here, but it's so true. It begins with a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So you and I can also cause other people to be very angry, can't we? We've got to be careful what we say, how we react to others. In our thought process, we've really got to stop and think before we speak sometimes. I know that's easier said than done. But our words can really get us in trouble with other people and cause an angry result that can result in things that we really don't, you know, want to see happen, but sometimes things just jump out. But also, our responsibility, and as David Holliday has been talking about a lot lately, is our responsibility of taking responsibility for our own actions in reaction to other people's possible anger or insults, or who knows, they thought they were doing good, but it actually in some ways may be hurting. So when you look at this, when you look at what Paul had to say about it, if you go over to Ephesians 4:26, and I think all of us are familiar with these passages, but still it's good to review them once in a while. Ephesians 4:26. And the light's a little bit difficult here, but I think I'll get through here. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to find 26. I'm having a hard time seeing it here. Oh, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. And then dropping on down to 31:32, What does he say? Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Jesus Christ forgave you. So when you look at these passages, well, yeah, that's great, that's great. Easier said than done, right? But it's something we have to think about and to work on individually, about how we respond to things. I remember one time I was watching a construction site, and it was the excavation that they were taking place, and on top it was nice, firm soil, and they only had one or two machines there, started digging down into it. And I'm sure the contractor thought, oh, this is going to be a breeze, this is going to be a breeze. Well, it got down about 3 feet, and it was nothing but mud. Somebody had covered over all this glacial till and so forth that was very soupy and very muddy. And the guy who was heading up the project, he must have had the contract. He was going crazy. He was really struggling. And I just thought, wow-wee. So I went back at lunchtime to check and see how they were doing. Well, they'd gotten down further. He brought in some more equipment. And they were really struggling with all this mud. And the guy was just beside himself. And I thought, I'm certainly glad I'm not working for that guy. And I'm certainly glad that, you know, the people that are there seem to be putting up with him. But they were really struggling. But anyway, I was just thought, you know, is all that anger he's got? You know, he's just spewing it out, You could just feel the tension. I thought, is that helping? Is that helpful at all? And it really wasn't. I mean, eventually they finally got the hole dug, and it got done. But the guy, he's just beside himself. And I must tell you another time about, as a kid, I was helping the neighbor do some haying, and he had a pretty big field. And he had this old baler. And it was after lunch, we'd come back, and he was trying to start the baler, and it was a hand crank start on it. So he's cranking away, cranking away, cranking away, cranking away. You can see he's just getting red, beet red. He's just fighting this thing. And so finally his son looks over and he says, Dad, the start switch isn't on. You got to turn the start switch on. He got so mad he threw that handle down and, you know, he just went raving. He just was so angry. I thought, oh, wow, life's too short for this kind of stuff. So then, yeah, he finally recovered, got the handle up and started right up. But I thought, you know, boy, oh, boy. I really felt sorry for his son because his son was standing right there with me, and his son was so embarrassed because his dad just went berserk. So, brethren, you know, anger, I've thought about this a lot because of what I experienced here a while back. But it can really get the best of us, can't it? We've really got to be careful how we deal with anger, deal with our own emotions. And once again, in Proverbs 15:1, it says, you know, a soft answer turns away wrath. And we gotta think about that. And if anybody had a right to be angry, it was Jesus Christ, right? I mean, he was being poked at and pushed at all the time by the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and even the apostles once in a while. You know, they didn't understand. But he had righteous anger, didn't he? He would come back with God's truth. He came back not in an angry, violent way, but with God's truth. And then as we know, as he was on the cross or stake or tree or whatever it was he was dying on, most improbable statement. But it was Jesus Christ. So when he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. And that's, yeah, so emblematic of God and Jesus Christ. That's who they are. Their anger is a righteous anger. It's done in the right way. And when you look at Psalms 46:10, I'm not going to turn there, but it says, this is possibly a way to deal with our anger issues, is be still and know I am God. And, yeah, excuse me, that is so true. If we have violent reactions to various things, we're not being still. We're not thinking about God. We're thinking about our own hurt and our own injustice that's been done to us. So In that regard, I'm going to tell you the story of what happened 2 months ago at work. There's a fellow there that I'd probably known for 20 years. Worked with him part of the time, not all the time, but part of the time. Knew him real well. He used to come to my shop and borrow tools, and we would talk, and he'd always say, "Oh, how's it going, Bob?" And so, basically, just 2 months ago, it was after work. I was kind of putting my things away and just getting ready to leave, and I heard some sirens. And I thought, oh, well, you know, somebody's had a medical emergency or, you know, accident on the road or something, or but it was heading over town. So I got in my car and started heading over town, and all of a sudden there's all these flashing lights. And the road looked like it was blocked, so I thought, oh, well, I'll turn around and go back to Fall City. I live in that area anyway. I'll go to the store there. So the next day, I found out what all the flashing lights are about. This man, who I thought I knew, and everybody at work thought they really knew this man, had gotten in a very heated argument with somebody in his family. I mean, a really heated argument. He jumped in his truck, tore off, drove through one of our fences, turned around in the middle of the field, drove back out through that same hole in the fence, roared down the road towards Carnation, got a quarter mile down the road, and hit a tree. It killed him. It killed him. That fit of anger, whatever it was about, not only hurt himself, he had a wife, 3 children, a grandchild, his mom and dad live on the farm, his 3 brothers work at the farm. I knew them all. And it's been 2 months, and they are still struggling with this whole affair. He just snapped. The anger made him snap. And it's been so hurtful to the family. The family, in a sense, went into hiding for about a week and a half. Never saw any of them. I saw a few of them one time. And, you know, it was so difficult for him. So, brethren, we got to be really careful about our anger. And I'm not saying any of you have a big issue with it, but it's been on my mind ever since then about anger issues and how much effect it can have on our lives and on other people's lives. So, brethren, don't let the sun go down in your wrath.